What's up, guys, and welcome to Gizmo Rate's new podcast, Gizmo Adventures. I'm Owen Clark. I'm an outdoor travel journalist and climbing writer, but I'm also the head writer over at gizmorate.com. We cover breaking tech news and cutting-edge tech and gadgets from around the world. In Gizmo Adventures, though, I'm just going to be sharing some stories from my travels, some lessons I've learned, and some awesome gear you should check out. I've been in quite a few tight spots around the world, so I have a passion for gear and gadgets that I can rely on when I'm in a pinch. To start things off, I'm going to tell you guys about a climbing trip I took to Ecuador a few years ago. To start kind of in the middle of the story here, long story short, I was on the side of this volcano, Tungurahua. It's a 16,000 foot volcano on the edge of the Amazon above the town of Baños in Ecuador. And it's not a technical peak, really. It's basically a walk up, but you do need, you know, depending on the season, an ice axe and crampons to climb this mountain. I didn't have any of this gear. I was alone in the country. I had the gear back in the States, but I didn't bring any of it to Ecuador with me. And I was trying to do Tungurahua as an acclimatization hike. So I had just contacted a friend of a friend whose boyfriend's cousin guided on Tungurahua and got this guy to take me up. But he didn't bring any of the gear that we needed. He said we didn't need any gear, that we were going to be fine without it, that he was up here last week. We didn't need an axe or crampons or anything to climb, you know, on a glacier or up snow or anything, which was a huge mistake. We got up there and it was snowing really hard. There was a thick layer of snow, you know, on the face of the mountain. And it was extremely difficult to hike up this peak, but we kept going. The guide kept saying it was, you know, it was going to get easier. This is only a short section. You know, it would be less steep later on, and all this stuff. And eventually, we got to this point where we were roped together. You know, neither of us have crampons, and he falls. And I was able to catch him once with this bamboo pole that I was using in place of an ice axe. He was using a little wooden stick. And then I kind of just gave him an earful and I was like, hey man, we got to go back. This isn't safe at all. This is stupid. I hadn't been climbing for that long at this point, or at least not on mountains, or, you know, not having been hiking mountains for very long. But I knew enough to know that this was stupid. And I'd been kind of arguing with this guy the whole way up, but part of me did want to get to the top, you know, so I continued on. And the guy finally said, okay, yeah, you're right, let's go down. And at that point, he fell again. And this time I didn't catch the fall, and we both went off the mountain along with a third guy who we'd met on the peak and who was roped up with us. So all three of us fell down this face. And it wasn't, you know, a vertical fall. It was maybe 60 degrees or 70 degrees. I mean, I don't know, maybe 65 degrees. But it was, you know, it's quite steep, and you're sliding over this ice. There's basically no way to stop the fall, certainly not without an ice axe. It's just hard-packed ice, and you're going really, really fast. And they say that, you know, whenever you are falling like that and you know you're going to die, and I thought I was going to die, that your life flashes before your eyes. And that didn't really happen to me, but I just remember being extremely frustrated that I had let myself get in this situation, you know, that I had let myself, that I was going to die because I, you know, didn't bring the right gear, and that I let somebody tell me to not bring the right gear, even when my gut kind of told me this was a bad idea, you know? And I was kind of furious. That was like my last thought I remember, was that I was just angry. And we were climbing through the night, so I couldn't see anything. My headlamp got knocked off by a rock. We were all kind of like, you know, getting tossed back and forth, getting cut up. And finally, we slid across this more level patch of kind of rock, and we're able to stop ourselves right before this rock band, like a cliff band that was a couple hundred feet. It would have killed us if we'd gone over it. So we were, you know, got extremely lucky. The rope was all tangled around us. My fingertips were all gone. The skin on my arms was gone. My jacket had been ripped off. The other guy had his leg completely cut open from like butt to down to the back of his knee. It was pretty brutal, and we had to hike out, you know, during this kind of the snowstorm, probably 6, 7, 8, 9 miles. I don't know how long it was. It was, you know, relatively far. But we made it. I don't have feeling in a couple of my fingers now from because of that, because of the frostbite. But we made it and I was okay. And I guess, you know, this is the first episode of Gizmo Rates, Gizmo Adventures, so I'm not really going to try to promote a specific product here, but more talk about kind of what we're doing as a site. I mean, the main thing that I learned from this experience, well, I learned two things. First of all, I realized kind of how close any of us are to death at any moment. I mean, I was on a mountain, sure, I wasn't just walking down the street, but it was a really easy mountain relative to others that I'd done or, you know, others that are out there. And I'd done 100 hikes and climbs like this before and never felt any danger. But because of a combination of bad conditions and poor planning and, you know, being with the wrong person and not having the right gear, I ended up in a situation that brought me closer to death than anything else in my entire life. So it can come at you when you least expect it. And I think it's important to kind of, you know, be aware of that and live your life in a way without regrets, you know, where if something random does happen and you do find yourself facing death, you aren't sitting there like I was, you know, falling down this mountain thinking, oh, this is so stupid. I wish I could die in a different way. But more importantly, I don't ever put my life completely in anyone else's hands anymore. That was actually the last time that I've ever gone on a climbing trip and not brought my own gear with me. And now that's not always feasible, but I just kind of have this personal thing now where I'll check three bags and pay whatever it costs to take whatever gear I need whenever I travel internationally, just so I don't have to get gear from anybody else or trust anyone else with my life. Like I said, that's not always feasible. But I do think it's important to not surrender your common sense to anyone else, you know, even someone who says they're an expert or someone who says they know what they're doing. And that's kind of what Gizmo Rate's about to me, is about, you know, bringing together all these products that serve a variety of functions, right? I mean, Gizmo Rate's not really specifically an outdoor site. We cover tech, we cover home security, we cover health, we cover stuff for pets, you know, kitchen gadgets, car gadgets, all kind of stuff. But we try to bring all this stuff together so that, you know, you can pick what solves your problems. You can pick the gadget that fixes the issues that you're having, you know, or that helps you in the way that you live your life. And so that's really what we're trying to do here. And every week I'm going to come on here and I'm going to share a cool story from some of my adventures. And then we're going to talk about a product or two that I could have used on that trip, or a product that I did use, or something, you know, that would have solved the problem that I faced. Because, I mean, that's what it's all about. So yeah, tune in next week for another cool story, and we'll start talking about some awesome products and some awesome deals that are going on.